I thought we thoroughly deserved something from the game, that's for sure. Very pleased with Tom Eaves. But it would have been, a travesty if we didn't get something from the game. I thought we had a right go, and again, we're got that never say die attitude, and that's what we've got to have this year. We know it's going to be tough, but that's what we've got to have, and just pleased that obviously we've scored a goal and shut a few people up, that's for sure. I thought we started very brightly, I've got to say. We started really well in the first 20 minutes. We were on top, and then after that we obviously took a foot off the gas, conceded a poor goal, and then they had chances, obviously, when they were just coming through to us too easy. So, went to plan B, and so we matched them all over the park, and I thought it was better. It looked better anyway. It was us versus the world at the moment, and we've got a great togetherness in that change room. Unbelievable togetherness in that change room. It's been absolute top draw, and we've been in every game this season. Take away the Reading games, I thought they were very good, and we played some youngsters, blah, 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 but I still thought we was in the game. But other than that, we've been in every game, and I think the boys especially have been getting some unfair criticism. But we've got to stick together, and that's everybody connected to the football club. And people keep telling me I've got the smallest budget in the league. So what? So we've got the smallest budget, and you just get on with it. It's one of those things. And obviously we've got the problems with the chairman, obviously with the paper and this and the other. But the chairman's working his socks off. He's going here and everywhere to get some backers and people to help out, which he's been doing for the last few months. But everybody connected to the football club have got to stick together, and the fans have been absolutely top draw. And obviously we're not going to please everybody. But I think, like I said, at the start of the season, we got players here who really want to, who really care for the club, and put 100% in every single game. And it showed in today's performance. But we've got to, we've got to be a genuine football club and not worry about anyone else. It's going to be a tough ride, but we're building something here. We've got some new faces in. I think, like I said before, all the new faces have done ever so well. And we're building something, and it takes time. It really does take time. And if it's like going in a sweet shop with your mum and dad, and you want this and want that, but you can't have it, that's how you feel at the moment. But it's not for the lack of trying with people above. They're working their socks off for me. But I want to give all the credit to the players. Absolutely top draw the players, and that's every single one of them. I'm disappointed in the goals we've conceded, yes, but what about the attitude and the desire to get back in the games? We went 2-1 up, went 1-0 down, showed a lot of character to get back into it, to go 2-1 up, conceded a poor goal again, and go obviously two poor goals, go 3-2 down, but we didn't never died. We rolled our sleeves up, and like I say, we worked, and it was a togetherness, and Tommy used to say the same. If it wasn't for some fantastic balls in the box and for him to put his head on it a couple of times, and the penalty obviously from Berner, it's a collective thing, I think everyone connected to this football club and the fans, everyone's got to stick together, because at the moment, I promise you, I could take on the world at the moment with these boys. I could go to war with every single one of them. I could look them in the eyes. I said to them after the game today, I could look them in the eyes and I could take the war with me, because they're absolutely top draw.